The Burlington International Airport is used by about 600,000 people annually. It is serviced by JetBlue, U.S. Airways, United, Delta, and Porter Airlines, flying to 9 cities, including Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, and both major New York City and both Washington, D.C. airports. In the airport upstairs mezzanine, Mayor Weinberger Thursday announced that he will ask the City Council at its June 3rd meeting to approve the permanent appointment of Gene Richards to lead the state's largest airport. The mayor said he had not anticipated, when he appointed him interim director, that Richards would do so well he would be the best candidate for permanent director.
He took the bull by the horns and did a number of things over the last year. He made substantial financial progress. He was responsible for the successful refinancing of $12 million of short-term debt here at the airport, as well as $12 million of long-term debt, has saved the airport on an annual basis $300,000 of cash flow through that refinancing, as well as taking us away from, you know, a potential real issue with over-reliance on short-term borrowing. He has also found new ways to generate revenue out of this facility. In addition to the investment in this facility, Gene has successfully led an upgrade in the air service to this terminal.
Mayor Weinberger says this may be his most important appointment related to business because of the airport's importance to the region's economy. Burlington Business Association Executive Director Kelly Devine says the airport is a key to participation in the global economy, and Richards has already laid key groundwork for the airport's future.
In the past 10 months, Gene has showed us there's a great potential here to grow this important asset and to set it as a keystone to drive even more economic opportunity to Burlington and the surrounding region. For the city, from a state perspective, and on behalf of the tourism business, there are a lot of opportunities to leverage here at Burlington International Airport. And in those three areas, we can really see that there's a key economic value that the airport brings to the whole region.
Burlington Airport Commission Chair Jeff Munger believes Richards will take the airport where it needs to be.
We have to continue to grow the service that we provide. It would be great to try and get more flights to more places. So we have to convince the airlines that we can fill some planes.
Richards is known for being a hands-on manager and is often seen working with baggage handlers and other airport employees. He hopes to continue implementing his vision for the airport.
What we need at the airport is to continue to have a strong vision on our finances. We need to continue to work with our partners here at the airport as far as the airlines. We need to see if we can add to that list, if possible. Very important. I hope to continue to do some more consolidation that would be more efficient for the assets that we have and would produce additional income.
Richards' permanent appointment would expire after 1 year if it's approved by the Burlington City Council. I'm Pat Barapoli, WAMC News.